Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Don Freeman, the president and CEO of the Securus Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization helping communities re-engage and successfully reintegrate returning citizens. Don Freeman leads the foundation's vision to modernize the reentry process to increase successful community re-engagement. Don, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to being informed here. So for starters, how did you first get involved with the Securus Foundation?
I am actually the founder of the Securus Foundation. Several years ago, I used to volunteer for another nonprofit in this space. And because at the time my career was in the public safety sector, being more involved in the nonprofit space and doing reentry work, and then also for my exposure during my tenure with Securus Technologies, this vision was something that God gave to me to really create an organization that's more focused on connecting justice agencies to their communities using technology and processes that provide a demonstrable reduction in recidivism. And all that means in layman terms is that I want our organization to bridge the gap between justice agencies such as police departments, courts, jails, prisons, probation and parole, and other nonprofits and service providers that are looking to help people that are in need, and specifically those reintegrating from incarceration.
Now, Don, tell us, what new programs or resources are you excited about this year that are in the works?
Yes. Actually, just two weeks ago, the Securus Foundation launched our technology platform called Exodus Planner, and the URL is exodusplanner.com. And it is a tool that we created with the financial assistance from Securus Technologies to help connect justice agencies, nonprofits, and directly impacted people to share information and look for resources so that they're adequately prepared pre-release, before, while they're still incarcerated, but then also when they come home so they can better adequately look for services that would help them from, you know, returning to an undesirable lifestyle. So that it was the development of Exodus Planner has been 3 years in the making and did require a lot of bandwidth and mental capacity in terms of understanding the market and understanding the needs to really provide a valuable solution that would be beneficial to all of the stakeholders and people impacted by reintegration.
Yeah, certainly exciting things that are going on there and a lot of effort behind that, and we appreciate what you're doing. Now, how do you get communities involved with this worthy cause? Workshops, events, what do you do there?
Yeah, so we do that really several ways, but for our organization in particular, we have, in addition to the platform that we make available to the general public, we also conduct several workshops and events. One workshop is called REAL, and that is Reaching, Engagement, Accountability, and Legacy. It is a workshop that we offer with people that are directly impacted by the justice system, whether that be going into a jail or prison and facilitating the workshop, or doing that within a reentry court or probation or parole office. But the intended purpose of that workshop is to take the experiences of people who have successfully reintegrated into the community and have successfully done so for multiple years, and encourage men and women that are about to go through that process or have just gone through that process, meaning they just came home from incarceration. Additionally, from an event perspective, we want to engage, because our vision is to increase successful community re-engagement, we have established a community event called Real, Three C's of Real. The Three C's of Real addresses the connectivity, collaboration, and community aspects from a real perspective. And Real, the acronym in this case, is reaching community engagement, reaching community awareness, engaging community engagement, community accountability, and leadership. So we wanted to stay true with our theme of being real, but real in helping community partners remember their why, the reason that you get into social work or nonprofit or philanthropic work is so that you can have a positive impact on individuals that are less fortunate. And so that is the Securus Foundation's contribution, the Real Workshop and the Three C's of Real community event.
And I'm sure there are many that are really happy about what you've created here through the Securus Foundation. Today we are joined by Dawn Freeman, the president and CEO of the Securus Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization helping communities re-engage and successfully reintegrate returning citizens here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Dawn, what is your overall goal for the Securus Foundation's national impact?
The overall goal for the Securus Foundation is to connect justice agencies to the community partners. So, again, there is, through our engagement in multiple jurisdictions, other states, county, rural, suburban, urban, one reoccurring theme that has been present in all of them is the lack to be very the inability to be consistent with bridging the gap and bringing all stakeholders to the table, whether that's the jail or prison, law enforcement, courts, other government service providers such as, child protective services, other nonprofits. In order to have a positive impact, people need to be able to collaborate and be at the table together, because one of the things that we've uncovered during our work in over the last 3 years is knowing that everybody has the same goals and everybody's intentions are the same. However, it's more siloed than it should be, and we want to bridge that gap and connect directly impacted nonprofit organizations, other community partners, to agencies who want to do that work but may not have the bandwidth or the time to really go out and invite or engage community partners at a deeper level as much as they can be. And so that is the gap that the Securus Foundation will fill across the nation, whether that's in a small county or at the state level or even the federal level. So that is our goal.
And certainly appreciate your sharing your vision and overall goal there at the Securus Foundation. Now, in what ways have you seen criminal justice reform on the reentry of rehabilitated citizens changed because of efforts by the Securus Foundation? I'd love to hear some of your input on that.
We have, and this was something that was part of at least the hypothesis in my purview or my perspective, is that I suspected if we made the effort to bridge the gap between agencies and community partners, that people are actually more willing to work together than what is generally communicated. And a specific example of that is the Securus Foundation was able to assist in facilitating a community dialogue or conversation between the president of the American Jail Association, Chief Elias Diggins from Denver County Sheriff's Department, and two community partners that have significant platforms, one being Ms. Topeka Sam, who's a directly impacted returned citizen or formerly incarcerated woman who supports dignity and gender equity for the incarcerated population, and Karen Hunter, both of which are on have podcasts through SiriusXM Urban View. And that, because the foundation took the initiative to bridge that gap, we were able to be successful in starting that dialogue and that conversation with the American Jail Association's initiative, along with the impact that directly impacted and other community leaders want to see happen for our nation overall as it relates to criminal justice reform. So I'm very proud of that and grateful to everyone's willingness to come together, collaborate, and share best practices.
Dawn, it certainly has been a pleasure and an honor to have had you with us and showcasing the Securus Foundation here on Enterprise Radio and the impact that you're having. and all the great things that you are doing. We certainly appreciate it. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yes, I would encourage your listeners to follow the Securus Foundation on social media, and our tags or our names on social media are all the Securus Foundation, as well as I encourage you to visit our website, thesecurusfoundation.org, and to register for ExodusPlanner.com. Exodus Planner is an excellent resource for individuals in the community all across the country to be able to look for local service providers and programs that may be beneficial from education or financial assistance or housing assistance. It's a great resource for that. We created it for the community, and we want to just extend that that reach and that awareness to your listeners so they are aware of its existence. And thank you for your time today, for having us.
And Dawn, thank you for yours as well. Again, folks, it is thesecurusfoundation.org. Dawn, again, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dawn Freeman, the president and CEO of the Securus Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization helping communities re-engage and successfully reintegrate returning citizens. And for all the details, visit thesecurusfoundation.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.